off. And I didn't think, I was kind of foolish. I didn't think that dreams like this could come true. I was wrong. They really can. Over. Hi, Samantha. We eat and drink a lot of the same stuff you do at home. For breakfast in the morning, I'll have oatmeal or cereal, sometimes scrambled eggs, and one might be a sandwich, but instead of bread, I use a tortilla because it's easier to store.
Stepping on the gas and going down the highway and things like that.
It's very similar. It's called engineering, and it's how you design things to be strong enough to do their job and to be safe. Over. Hey, Zachary, it is amazingly cool. It's a lot of fun and a little bit scary. So a lot of fun and a little bit scary because it's huge. The rocket engines are big, noisy, dangerous things. And so there's a big explosions going on behind you, and you're always thinking about that. But it feels kind of like if you get in a car and maybe your mom or dad pushes on the gas a little too fast and they start pushing you back in the seat. And in a car, in about 10 seconds or so, you know, they let off on the gas, and you're no longer going to push back in the seat, but a rocket takes off the same way. And as the rocket is burning fuel, it's getting lighter, and so it goes faster and faster, and you feel this force pushing you back in the seat and pushing you and pushing you. And then you get a look out the window, and you see the Earth going by, and it's like, wow. Once you get to space and the engine's cut off, you're weightless, so you don't feel those pressures and forces at all anymore, and you're just floating in your seat, and then you take off your seat belts, and you're floating inside your spaceship. Over. I am looking out of my window, and we are over the Atlantic Ocean now. Amazing to look out of the window, whether we're over the oceans or planets. We love to look at new places that I want to visit someday, places where I've lived or friends and family live. Over. Hey, Carmen, I think you're in astronaut training right now because you're in school, you're studying hard, and you're asking questions, and you're dreaming about what can be. And what you do with that dream is take it one more further. Turn the dream into real, take the dream and then turn it into goals and work a little bit every day. When I was selected as an astronaut, it was still 8 years before I flew.